At long last, the light at the end of the tunnel that is Pennsylvania's stalled budget may be in sight. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Governor Tom Wolf and top GOP legislative leaders say they've reached an agreement to end the state's more than five-month-long budget impasse. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, the tentative deal includes an historic increase to education spending.
The basic education subsidy would go up $350 million. Special education and pre-K funding would each receive a $50 million boost. In addition, spending on Head Start increases $10 million. A review of historic data shows this to be the first time in at least the last two decades that there has been a basic education increase exceeding 6%. Governor Tom Wolf says that means the five-month overdue budget was worth the long wait.
In my March budget, I called for a $400 million increase in basic education funding. We're getting 350. So I think the people of Pennsylvania will have to decide whether that's a good thing. My own view is this is a big deal for Pennsylvania.
The funding increases will be paid for largely by broadening what's covered by the state's sales tax base, adding new items, closing existing loopholes, and removing some exemptions for services and items that emerged in recent decades. The state sales tax will not go up as a previous deal called for. But neither Democrat Wolf or Republican legislative leaders would offer specifics yet. Leaders say not only will the state sales tax rate stay the same, the personal income tax won't go up either. Governor Wolf's proposed statewide tax on natural gas drilling will also be shelved. Jennifer Coker is spokesman for Senate Republicans.
The fact remains that this is something that we have achieved without broad-based tax increases. And we've been able to look at cutting spending at the state government level while at the same time increasing the money for education.
Leaders could not confirm exactly how the increased education spending would be divided among Pennsylvania's 500 school districts. The tentative pact delivers on a few big Republican priorities, including starting a hybrid pension system that reduces guaranteed retirement benefits for future state workers. Also, state liquor stores would face more competition as supermarkets and restaurants will be allowed to sell wine. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.